Belinda and Penguin Random House Australia present this unabridged recording of Maybe the Horse Will Talk, written by Elliot Perlman and read by Elliot Perlman. I am absolutely terrified of losing a job I absolutely hate. This realization came to Stephen Masarov when he woke suddenly at around 3:30 one Wednesday morning. He wondered whether any of the other second-year lawyers who also worked at the prestigious commercial law firm Freely Savage Carter Blanche felt this way. If they didn't, how was it that he, an English literature major, former high school teacher, and now a law graduate, did? In any event, lying there in his rented one-bedroom apartment, he found this unspoken articulation of his lose-lose predicament perversely liberating. Among the equity partners of the vast legal empire that was Freely Savage Carter Blanche, the most feared was Mike Crispin Crispy Hamilton. Masarov had heard the name even before he joined the firm. Hamilton sat in a corner office so high above the ground that a prolonged and studied stare out of either of the floor-to-ceiling glass windows would never permit identification by the naked eye of even the species way, way down on the street, let alone its individual members, hurrying to work for what would never, not ever, come within a light year of the annual salary, much less the partnership dividends, much less the private extra-legal entitlements and the trust fund accruals of Hamilton, who sat in the corner office no more inclined to imagine the lives of the people on the street than he was inclined to imagine the inner life of a bat. And so he never looked down when he looked out the window. He certainly couldn't remember ever looking down, and if it wasn't on his timesheet, where each hour was divided into 10 billable units of 6 minutes, then he hadn't done it. Not even when Joy was standing next to it. Joy, a young woman he had instructed to allow herself to be known as Joy, was his personal assistant. She was to be known as Joy, he explained, when she started working for him, because her predecessor had been known as Joy, and this would avoid confusion. It was in Hamilton's corner office that Malcolm Torrent sat in a plush chair with his back to the window. Hamilton had the window view, watching Joy pour them both a glass of Perrier from Hamilton's office minibar. Malcolm Torrent was the CEO of Torrent Industries, a giant company in the construction industry locally and internationally, with a market value that hovered around $37 billion.